we started very late. We didn't get a new board until July. So we're starting months behind.
Master ice carver Steve Bryce and his wife Heather Bryce have a map on their kitchen table showing a layout of the 2019 World Ice Art Championships, which will be in the woods next to the fairgrounds.
Big spruce trees, just a gorgeous wintertime setting.
In the past, the park's been kind of cluttered, and there's been a lot of chunks to trip on and that sort of thing. And our goal is to make it pristine so that it's safe for everybody. It's like visual eye candy.
Steve and Heather Bryce were sore and tired after just finishing the single block competition at Christmas in Ice, North Pole's December ice carving competition and show. It opened last weekend and will continue past New Year's Day. Ice Alaska's larger competition opens February 14th. That's not much time to set up for the initial world championships in its new home.
We're starting off at ground zero. We have nothing. We're teaming up with Christmas and Ice, and they're loaning us drop cords. They're loaning us lights. If somebody wants to donate heavy equipment, we would be more than happy to accept it.
It's still too early to harvest the big, clear ice blocks the Fairbanks competition is known for. The ice on the gravel pit at the end of Hanson Road is still only about 14 inches thick. But it's not too early to recruit sponsors, catering vendors, donations, and of course, volunteers. To help with that, Ice Alaska is offering an ice carving boot camp in January.
The premise of the boot camp is for our survival in year one. If we get going after being off for a year, then the next 40 years are pretty much guaranteed.
Bryce has been making tools for ice carving for decades and will teach anyone who wants to come how to carve. He's not looking for people with carpentry skills or experience. He's throwing the door open pretty wide. And not just to locals. The Ice Alaska website says boot camp participants that come from away will enjoy lodging and gourmet meals. Bryce says it's the ice that attracts people from so many other countries.
There's not too many people around the world who deal with big ice.
Sign up for the boot camp, which begins January 20th, is on the Ice Alaska website. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.